After two recent shooting deaths of local teenagers, more than 60 people marched through the rain in East Anchorage on Sunday afternoon to raise awareness of violence in the state's largest city. From the Urban Affairs Desk, KSKA's Ann Hillman has the story.
Keep calm, everybody!
Keep calm, everybody!
Put your guns away!
Put your guns away!
Wearing matching black t-shirts that read, "Keep calm and stop the violence," the crowd marched up Muldoon near the site where 19-year-old Preston Jr. Clark Perdomo was shot dead last week. Allie Hernandez joined the walkers. She moved to Anchorage in 1997 because it was a safe place to raise her kids. She says now, she's scared.
This is why we're walking. We have a lot of parents here walking because we are scared for our kids. We don't want them, see them dead. We don't want to bury our kids no more. So if we have to walk 5 miles or 6 miles, even though I'm not in shape, girl, I'm doing it.
Summer Yancey walked wearing a set of charms representing friends and family who were impacted by violence. She says Anchorage is so close-knit that everyone is affected by the recent shootings. One way to stop the violence is to speak candidly with youth about guns.
Let's have real scenarios of what this looks like when you're in a situation that you're going to be with a group of kids and there's one person in that group that wants to be irresponsible with their gun or gun activity, and all of a sudden everybody's sucked in. And so it's very real, and it can happen to very good kids as well.
19-year-old Brennan Graywa Gerard says he grew up on the east side of town and gun violence doesn't faze him.
I mean, when I hear about it, it doesn't shock me anymore, which is sad to say because we shouldn't be in an environment where kids should feel that way. But, I mean, that's the sad truth.
He says he thinks kids need to take responsibility for their actions and for the situations they place themselves in.
I've always felt like I can talk things out. My mom raised me that way, and my dad raised me that way. And I've always wrestled and done combat sports, so it's not one of those things where I'm scared or that. It's like, why should I put my hands on someone to stop the violence? Because when you kill someone, you're not only killing them, like, you're killing a piece of their parent, their brother, their sister, their friends. They're all losing a piece. You're not hurting just one person.
The community group We Are Anchorage organized the walk to show a unified front for saying no to violence. They hope to encourage people to start actively watching out for their communities and speaking up. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.